My name is Mark Turi. I'm a professor in the physics department. I specialize in climate, weather, oceanography, and hydrology. And I teach in the physics department in the meteorology program. So my poster covers three topics that I have researched over the last 2 years and published in accredited journals recently. I'll do this to the left to the right by the climate, oceanography, and hurricanes. And so the climate column, the main focus there is on using satellite products to understand the smoke plumes and how they disperse over South America, in particular the southern Amazon. And so we have maps of the smoke plumes, based on satellite, at the top of the climate panel. There's two maps, and you can see in the inland region of Brazil, there's high concentrations in both types of products. In the height section, we're looking at things like carbon monoxide, and that's sliced north-south and east-west and shows, that these emissions are near the surface, they have a local footprint, and they affect the lower troposphere. The profile there in the right middle is from LIDAR, which is showing the particulates, the larger aerosols. Further down, we have the fire maps and temperature maps. Those tend to coincide. Areas of high temperature or very dry tend to produce fires. So on the left-hand side, you can see most of the fires are to the east side of Brazil, whereas the smoke plumes move to the west because of the winds. The seasonal cycle peaks in August, September, as you can see in the one graph. And in the bottom right graph of that section, the yellow areas are where the rate of temperature warming is higher. And it approaches a really high value of 4 degrees of Celsius per century equivalent. And that's also in a height section, so it corresponds with the places where we have the smoke plume. In the oceanography section, we're looking at how the near surface currents are passing usually from Trinidad westwards through the Caribbean. They come around the corner of South America, and they're being driven westwards by the trade winds, and they go through the gaps in the southern Antilles. However, what we're noticing is that large eddies, in particular near the Antilles and Trinidad, can slow down the through flow. And in the case study, which is on the left side of the middle column, you'll see the swirling eddies there. On the right-hand side, you have the mean currents off of Guyana, which half of which return eastwards in the Atlantic, and the other half go towards the northwest. And the trends in those currents is more eastward, returning and staying in the Atlantic Ocean. In the bottom of the oceanography section, we have trends in the height section for the Hadley circulation, and shows that there's some interaction with the African smoke plume, that's the orange area, bottom left of the oceanography. And then we have a long-term graph which shows the sort of a weakening of the through flow in the southern Caribbean and southeastern Caribbean. And that's the dark brown lines are observed, and the light orange lines are projected into the 21st century, and they both tend to match up and show a weakening of the through flow. The reason this is important is because this area is part of the global ocean conveyor, and if it's slowing down, then that has certain impacts on how the heat is redistributed across the globe. In the hurricane section, this work was done looking at the ozone values in hurricanes. We have two time series there, One of those is just a straight time series of that boxed area to the southeast of Puerto Rico, which shows a seasonal cycle of ozone values in the upper troposphere. And they tend to go up during the summertime, but they do come down at the upper level in the atmosphere when there's hurricanes passing by, and I'll tell you why. We use ozone as a tracer of storm intensity and upward motion. So what happens is over the oceans, the ozone, which in the troposphere is a pollutant, will tend to be reduced by the processes that happen in the air-sea interaction near the sea surface. So the ozone is low near the sea surface. If the low ozone near the sea surface is brought upwards by vertical motions in hurricanes, then it creates what looks like a column of low ozone air. And so in the case study, which I'm showing there in the right-hand section of hurricanes, it's the panel that says low ozone above Maria. We have Hurricane Maria just before it hit Puerto Rico, and we see the low ozone column. It's a blue, like a pyramid that goes all the way up to the top of the atmosphere. That's a vertical height section going across different longitudes. And you can see the wind map on the right where the hurricane is spinning. And then we have vertical sections of the winds on the left, and also the vector map of the upper level winds and the ozone on the bottom right for Hurricane Maria. That blue area on the bottom right shows the low ozone values that are being lifted from the surface of the ocean up into the upper troposphere at 150 millibars. So that's at about 15 kilometers up in the atmosphere. And at that level, the satellites are very good at detecting ozone. And this tells us about the intensity of the hurricane, and at the upper level about the divergence that occurs above the hurricane. And so that's a very useful tracer. And so that information can be fed back into models that are predicting the intensity of the storm. So that's the work that's covered in this poster. I hope you have enjoyed looking through this. In every case, we have a very definite motivation that's being met to produce valuable results that will help with adapting to climate change and learning how to better predict hurricanes. And all this work, in most cases, has been published with students here at the university. Thank you very much.